everybody. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. This is Sharon Jeffers. I'm your host for the hour. For those of you that are tuning in for the first time, I base this show on a Mystic Oracle that reveals that the regular deck of playing cards is actually an ancient book of time. And within it, it holds the secrets to our life paths and destinies and relationships, our character, the choices that we have, the challenges we have, the opportunities we have, and the lessons that we are given to learn in this life. And if this is your first time on the show, you can go to my website, which is starofthemagi.com. There's some information on there about the cards. You can also look up your own birthday card, because the cards correlate with the calendar perfectly. 52 days, or 52 weeks, 52 cards, 4 suits, 4 seasons, it just goes on. I have some information on there. We also have 4 very important personal significator cards, our birth card, our spirit card, our soul card, and our planetary ruling card, and I define those there as well. At the bottom of the page, that page that's titled The Cards, you'll see some charts. I've put the life path up there, the life spread, the grand life spread, so that people can see what I'm talking about if they're not familiar. I know a lot of people that listen to this show are students and practitioners of this system. So I've created a new spread here. And for those of you that are familiar with the cards, what I've done is I've put the soul card on top and the spirit card below, because I think these cards are most significant in understanding when we're looking at the placement of a card. I actually will have available next week a book of the entire system of quadrates laid out like this in color. So watch for that. I'm also teaching a couple of workshops this month. The one on the 14th is filled. I was only going to do one, but the second one was formed with an overflow for the first one. So I have a few more spaces in that. If you want to email a question to me right now, you can do that to starofthemagi@earthlink.net, or you can call the numbers on your screen and call in live and have a brief reading with me. This can be about something that's going on with you. You can call to ask your planetary ruling card, birth card, and soul card. Or you can, sorry, there was a distraction. I had to deal with it. Or you can ask me about anything, relationship compatibility. We had a great show last week. I had a guest, Jesse Dean, and we talked a lot about the political climate and the relationship between Barack Obama and Joe Biden. And one of the things that I just entered on my blog is about John McCain. I put this up on the 1st because right at the end of the show last week, we were looking, and I'm talking about this because it's so present, this and the hurricanes. And I get emails, and people ask questions about these things, so I'm going to talk about them right now. Feel free to interrupt me if you want to call in. So in a year, beginning with our birthday, in this system, which is completely amazing, as far as delineation and prediction. Within 1 year, we have seven 52-day cycles. There are actually seven 52-day cycles of time in the 365 days. And each one of those cycles is governed by planetary influences. The last cycle that we have, the seventh cycle of the year before our birthday, is governed by Neptune. I always tell people, don't make major decisions when you're in your Neptune cycle. It's like being in the birth canal. You want to dream and, you know, look over the past year and look into the next year, but you don't want to make any major decisions. You don't want to get, you know, you don't want to decide to get married or step into a new romantic relationship or a new business partnership or get a new job or buy a house. I mean, if you made the decision before you go into that 52-day cycle, fine. But when you're in it, you have to be particularly alert and careful because Neptune rules illusion and delusion, fantasy, storytelling, that which can't be seen. And, I mean, it rules many other things as well, but we're going to focus on these things because, you know, at the end of the show last week, Jesse and I were talking about McCain's cards, and he has, his birthday was last Friday, and he's got really powerful cards. However, he made his choice for his running mate while he was in his Neptune cycle. Now, let me tell you what my experience has been with Neptune. I mean, I've had some bizarre personal experiences. I've seen them with other people. A lot of times what happens when you make a decision in Neptune, something will look so perfect, and then after your birthday, it will turn into a complete nightmare. So the dream come true becomes a nightmare after we have our birthday and go into our Mercury cycle. Each one of these 52-day cycles in a year has very important significance for us, regarding what we're thinking, the choices we're making, where our harmonious relationships are, where our challenges are, what's motivating us, the direction our work must go in. Everything is outlined in those 52-day cycles. And when they come upon us, they're even stronger. It's like they're all those cards are present for us the minute we have our birthday. They're just all there. There's also 3-month cycles, 28-day cycles. I mean, who knew that the card deck held all this information? All those cycles, each one of them, is so profoundly significant for us. And it's like they're all on stage. They all come on stage when we have our birthday and they all have their place. And when we enter that first 52-day cycle, those cards come to the front of the stage and they do their thing. And then the next 52-day cycle, those cards come to the front of the stage. All the cards are always there and they're always significant. And there's something for us to always refer to, you know, repeatedly. Because as we move through time and we learn and discover and resonate with what's going on, and gather the information from those influences that are supporting and working with us, then we have a different perspective. The more we know, the more we can learn. The greater our foundation of knowing is, then the stronger possibility we have for clarity when new things come our way. I'm going to share a really cool story with you. And it's really all just about paying attention. 16 years ago, I had a really profound dream about a wolf, a black wolf, that came to my window. And I was in a cabin in the mountains, and I mean, it was like vivid, vivid, vivid every moment of the dream, what happened. Two nights later, I was in a dream circle with a group of women, and I shared my dream. Now, it's not common for me to remember having such profound dreams like this one. I mean, after I have them or whatever. You know, I'm not somebody who spends a lot of time there. I don't know where I go half the time when I go to sleep. But when I have those dreams, like before the big earthquake a decade ago in Japan, I dreamed I was there, and I was telling everybody, get out, you know. And this dream happened 16 years ago. So a woman in the dream circle suggested writing the story. And I said, oh, I've never written a story. And she said, well, I'm a writer. I'll help you. I said, okay. So we wrote, and it was an incredible experience for me because the story just took over. It was amazing. Turned out to be a very amazing children's story. There's three generations of women. And it all came from the dream. It was all in the dream. So we never did anything with that story. Three weeks ago, all of a sudden, out of the blue, I thought about the story. So I went online because I hadn't seen the person I wrote it with. Her name's Connie. I hadn't seen her in over a decade. And because I moved to Hawaii and she went to Texas, blah, blah, blah. So I found her on the internet. We had lunch last Friday. And I said, I have three publishers. Let's get this story published. It's such a great story. And I said, do you have a copy of it? And she said, no. And I said, I don't think I do either. It was on a floppy disk somewhere. I mean, you know, and where would I put a floppy disk if I found it? So I said, well, you know, I have a storage unit from when I moved 10, 11 years ago to Hawaii. Maybe there's something in there. But I don't really want to go there. I mean, oh, my goodness. Anyway, she called me yesterday, and we both decided, yes, let's do this. And I also have an artist that just showed up that does beautiful work. So she called me yesterday and she said, you're not going to believe what happened. I said, yes, I will. What happened? And she said, I had lunch with a friend of mine today. And she brought me a manuscript that I wrote 10 years ago. And she says, you know, I was just going through my books and getting rid of a lot of stuff, and I saw this manuscript. I know you never published it. I thought you might want it. I don't know if you have a copy. Connie said, I don't have a copy. That's great. She opened the cover, and there inside the cover was sitting our story. And she was beside herself when she called me. And, you know, I just sat down for a few minutes, and I thought, how cool is it that when life speaks to you, which is a whisper a lot of the time, and we pay attention, it's like life takes care of everything when the timing is there. The thought came, I acted on the thought, we met, we went, we want to do it, I wonder if we can find it, and life came and said, were you looking for this? And I wanted to share that because I feel like that magic, along with there's so much going on in the world right now. There's so much going on. People are losing their homes. They're dying in catastrophes. The hurricanes are coming. Some people think they're man-made. I mean, there's so much going on. It's just like, the volume is turned up as high as it can go right now on this planet. And in the midst of everything that's happening is the magic. I believe that at the very core where it's quiet and it's still, in the current of the spring of life itself is that magic. And it will come and speak to us, and it will bring us gifts, and it will guide us, and it will inspire us, and it will show us how to participate in a greater way in our global community and who we are. One of the things that, you know, I love about the system so much is if you really look at how this system is structured and how it presents itself as a matrix of time, each one of us being a character in the fabric of that matrix, you see that each card leads to the whole deck, and that there isn't a deck without one of those cards, which to me is symbolic, you know, for the fact that we all are one. We really are one. And I know probably most people listening to the show believe that anyway. Now, I want to talk about the hurricanes, because I always do the names of things, as many of you know. And Katrina was a nine of spades, which is known as the death card. When Katrina hit New Orleans, that hurricane was relentless. And, you know, the nine of spades is really known as the card of universal life. And it will remove or destroy anything that's in the way of the birthing of life itself, taking things to the next level. So a lot of times when that card shows up in our cards, there's loss, endings. It really is a card of initiation. It's very powerful. And at the time Katrina hit, I remember I wrote an article on my website, and I said in there, if we don't get the lesson, there's going to be another hurricane. And right after Katrina came, Rita, and she was the nine of clubs. Now, the nine of clubs and the nine of spades sit side by side, and if you're on my website right now and you're looking at that chart, which I'm going to talk about in a minute, you can see in the third line down to the left that the nine of spades leads, because the cards are read from right to left, the nine of clubs. And they sit side by side, so they work together. If you look under the nine of clubs, you're going to see a little queen of hearts, because that's spirit card for the nine of clubs. Rita came. The nine of clubs says, let go of the way you think. Let go of your agenda. Let go of beliefs that don't serve you. This is a card of higher consciousness. These cards are powerful cards of initiation. Gustav was the queen of hearts. And Hannah is the queen of hearts. And Ike is the queen of spades. And I don't know who's behind them. Who's behind them? Somebody. And they're on the move, these queens. They're just working it big time. So the queen of hearts is the card that governs Pele. And if you guys, I have an article that I wrote for Zento magazine. And you can download it at upublish.com/Star of the Magi. I have some articles on there that are free downloads. And I used to write a column for a magazine in Hawaii called Zento. And it was called, my column was called Oracle. And I compared the cards to places and people in Hawaii and legends. And interestingly, the legends were always right in alignment with the life path of the card that governed the name of the place or the person. So, you know, at one point I was asked to write about the goddesses. And, of course, Pele pushed all the other goddesses out of place. She's the goddess of the volcanoes. And in Polynesia, people see her and experience her as being alive and well. By name, she's the Queen of Hearts. The Queen of Hearts is the mother of life. She gives birth to all the people and the land. And that is so clearly seen in Hawaii with the volcanoes and Pele being that goddess. She is also the spirit card of the Nine of Clubs. So she doesn't always do things the way people expect or want. Trust me on this one. It's like, if you go to the Big Island of Hawaii, or if you've ever been there, you know that people that live in the path of the lava flow, the local people, they'll put pictures of their horse, their kids, their house, their tractor, whatever, that they want her to know, you know, please don't take these things. And that lava flow will actually go around those places and destroy things to the right, things to the left, things beyond, but will not take those places because of the acknowledgement, I believe. That's why it happens. You know, the church down the road, we don't believe in Pele, phew, gone. You know, it's really a different world over there. Very different world. And so, her being the Queen of Hearts, birth often comes from death. When we die, that's not the end of our life. It's a birth. I mean, where were we before we came here? We had to leave somewhere to get here. The same way when we go from here, right? So it's like that Queen of Hearts, she's a busy girl, and she can be a very moody girl. And one of the things that I read, well, she was coming from Africa up to, you know, the Gulf Coast, I'm talking about Gustav now, sorry, is that, you know, the meteorologists were puzzled by how she was becoming strong and then weak and then strong and then weak. They thought it was unusual, the extreme of it. Now, what's interesting is last night I was listening to Coast Radio, and there was somebody on there that was saying, you know, the weather's being manipulated. So it's like, I don't know if that's true or not. I think anything's absolutely possible. But I look at it from my perspective, and I go, well, the Queen of Hearts is really moody. Maybe one minute she's going, and then she's not, and then she's going. Maybe that's what's happening. So, you know, it's fun to play with. Where it gets really serious, though, is relative to who we are and the life we're living. The life we're living. So if you're on my website, I'm going to refer to this spread, this chart that is on my site, that's starofthemagi.com/the_cards.htm. And at the bottom of that page is the grand life spread. If you look up your birthday, or if you already know it and you look on there, you want to understand this card that is your birth card. And you want to understand the underlying card, which is your spirit card, and the card above, which is your soul card. That spirit card that's underneath. And for the Eight of Clubs, Jack of Hearts, and King of Spades, their spirit card, soul card, and birth card is the same, okay, because they're fixed cards. You want to understand these influences because they hold the secret to knowing your passion and your creative expression. If you look at the chart below, reading the life path, and I did the example of the King of Diamonds because that's my card, and the cards are read from the right to the left. Those 13 cards under those yellow lines are the life path from the King of Diamonds. And each one of those cards and their soul and spirit cards tells a story that is incredibly detailed, totally accurate, and filled with guidance, wisdom, and direction. this is why I do this radio show. This is why I put the card of the day out every day, because I want to make this system available to people that have never heard of it before. It's why I wrote my book, Cards of Destiny, and it's why I wrote my book, Love and Destiny, which is on its way to, you know, coming back as a book. I'm so excited that it's in that stage. You know, it's like there is endless information in this oracle for us to draw upon. It's accurate. It's filled with wisdom. Wisdom of the heart, wisdom of the mind, wisdom of the spirit, wisdom for the material world that we live in and what our relationship here is with time. It's absolutely incredible. And I'll tell you something. I've been studying this since 1990. Where are we now? That's 18 years. And I feel like I'm just peeking through these little windows, you know, and every once in, well, all the time, I get these little glimpses. And it's like, what was that? It's like a shadow just went by the door or a light flickered in the corner. And it's like, oh, there's something more over there. It's an amazing journey. Because if you look at this spread, each one of those cards is the doorway into an entire universe unto itself. And that universe is, you know, it's more like, maybe it's more like a galaxy that's in a universe and the whole deck is a universe, because they all connect. And one leads to the other, and they guide each other through time. Our spirit card leads us through time. That's a card that represents who we are on the inside, the part of us that wants to emerge. That card leads our birth card through time, and the soul card follows, anchoring in the wisdom, because that card represents the wisdom that we bring into this life. It's amazing. And, you know, every day we have personal cards. So I'm teaching these workshops. The one on September 14th is bursting at the seams because I didn't have the PayPal thing set right. I only wanted a certain amount of people, and I got more. But I'm happy about it because I know they're all meant to be here. So somebody asked me if I could do one on the 14th. So I have four more spaces open on the on the 27th. Sorry, September 27th. And, you know, when I plan a workshop, if you have my book, you know in the back I have a perpetual calendar. And then also you can sign up for the card of the day on my website for free. And when I plan my workshops, I plan them on days where I know the floodgates are going to be open for the information to flow, for everybody to gain the most empowerment they can, and for the greatest connection energetically to be in that situation. Both these workshops are on 10 days, because 10s are about gathering the people. And the first one's a 10 of clubs. Clubs suit rules the mental realm. The second one is, where are we, September? This is a Libra. The second one is a 10 of hearts. So that's a strong connection also with the king of clubs. So both of those days are really, really powerful. And one of the reasons I do the card of the day, and that I put some information for each day in the back of the book, which is because it really is helpful to plan ahead. You know, knowing what the influences are of a day. People have been doing this with astrology forever. You know, the cards can be more specific personally. I mean, if you're a Libra and you have all your influences, your moon and everything you have, when you add the element of the cards to your astrological composition, it's like bringing floodlights in and shining on the details. That's why when astrologers come upon the system, almost always they get really excited about it and add it to their astrology or integrate it in some way in their readings, because it brings another element. So, because so many people that listen to the radio show and get my card of the day sent me requests for workshops, I decided to do a couple of small workshops. Are going to lead into an advanced training, the first of 2009. Do I have a caller on the line?
Yes.
I do?
Yes, you do.
Hello?
Hi.
There you are.
Hi, Sharon. This is Donna Holton.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I had a little trouble getting focused at first because somebody was walking around outside in front of me making noise, but I'm here now. What's up?
Well, basically, I know I'm the Ten of Clubs. I was born on February 28th.
You're what?
I'm a Ten of Clubs.
Yes.
And so you said the spirit card is directly above that in the chart, which
is... No, it's below that. So your spirit card is the Jack of Spades.
Oh, okay.
Which is the card of the spiritual initiate. What sign are you?
I'm a Pisces.
A Pisces. So you're looking at the chart, I take it.
I was. I'll be looking.
Okay, so the card above is the soul, and the card below is the spirit. So
okay.
The reason I put them like that is because the spirit card resides within. So I put it below the birth card because it's within.
I see.
And the soul card is where we came from.
Wow.
So I put it above. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So your planetary ruling card is the Five of Clubs. So your birth card is the Ten of Clubs. Your spirit card is the Jack of Spades. Your soul card is the Four of Spades. And your planetary ruling card is the Five of Clubs. And above the chart, as you know, I define what those four different cards mean.
Right.
And then, you know, I have samples of my greeting cards up on my website that have greeting card descriptions.
Right.
In my book, the descriptions are more in-depth about who we are and how we're in relationship. And
right. Cool. Yeah, I feel it's very, very interesting to me, and I haven't studied these particular cards.
Uh-huh.
I have studied the Tarot.
Uh-huh.
And I studied the Tarot in along with the Kabbalah and the Tree of Life, so it's not really doing divination. It's basically just learning about the cards and what all the symbols mean on the 22 major arcana.
Uh-huh.
And you know, basically just meditating on those.
Uh-huh.
And along with the color and sound of each card too. So yeah, but this is really interesting, and I listen to your show every once in a while, and I'm always amazed at how in-depth it is, too, you know.
It's incredible, and
yeah.
I know for as deep as I've gone so far, I still feel like I'm scratching the surface.
Right.
There's always this feeling of come a little closer, you know, and there's always these things that reveal themselves. The difference between this and... I read tarot cards for a lot, you know, throughout
uh-huh.
my life as
right.
well, and studied. And the difference is that this is a science that's mathematically based. And so you're actually, this chart that's here, there are 91 different charts. And each one governs an age that we have as we go through time. They also govern other different cycles. And so each year, you know, this is the grand life spread. So this is like a natal chart. This is how it is for our birth.
Right.
And then each year there's a completely different chart. And all the cards that are lined up from our birth card on delineate the year for us and the influences that are working with us. It's absolutely mind-blowing.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I mean, everything is visible in here. Conception, birth, death, changes, home, job, relationships, pets getting sick. I've seen everything.
Right. It's a lot like astrology.
Yes, except it's easier to learn, and it's, in a way, and, you know, I've been a student of astrology since I was a kid, I think, and it's more specific. It's more specific.
This is more specific, you're saying?
I absolutely think so. I mean, you can look down to the day, and I'm sure you can do that in astrology, too.
Right.
But you, I mean, I know you can do that in astrology.
It is very complicated,
Well, you know what? There's something very user-friendly about this, mm-hmm. this oracle.
Right.
You know, there's something very user-friendly. The card deck has made itself, put itself in a lot of hands on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
Almost every single country in the world has their own version of the card deck. And it's the language of it with the four suits. You know, the hearts representing emotion and people and feeling, and the clubs representing the mind, and the diamonds representing values, and the material realm, and spades representing spirituality. I mean, they represent the four aspects of human existence.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ace through the king lead us on our journey to self-mastery, the king being the master, and the ace being the self, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I mean, the cards definitely embody astrology and numerology.
Right.
But they take them both to a new world, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's really fascinating.
It is fascinating.
I mean, I've been working with these cards for a long time. I tell you, I just went through such a process with my relationship book. 6 months I've been, and that's after it was mostly written. I mean, my goodness. And it just seems like I just spend a lot of my time with this oracle. And I'm still every day always amazed and delighted by it.
Right.
And curious.
Yeah.
You know, when I see something going on in the news, it's like, oh my goodness. What's happening?
I just think it's another example of everything being connected.
Yeah, you're sort of fading out. Can you get closer to the phone?
Oh, I'm right on it. Can
you
hear me now?
Yes, I agree with you. Everything is connected.
You know, and it's just showing us that everything is connected.
Yeah.
It's just another example of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, the way you started your show is pretty interesting, too, because when you were talking about this animal, you know, in your dream, I was just writing down my power animal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I have this amazing journey group that I go to, and we, you know, we journey with our power animals. And so I was writing this stuff down, and you just started talking about this animal that you had a dream of. So it was amazing. But
I know, we're so connected
we
when
are.
We're paying attention. It's
yep.
like life is really very, you know, it's not holding anything back.
No, it's not. And you're right. It, you know, the whole paying attention thing is, to me, that's the magician in the tarot. You know, that is what that card depicts, is pay attention.
Yes, and in the cards, that is the ace of spades.
Ah. Interesting.
Yes, the Ace of Spades is the card of the Magi.
Uh-huh.
And the Ace of Spades is the card that represents this oracle. And the Ace of Spades sits at the top of the Neptune column and the end of the Mercury line. So it's like bringing the unknown into communication. It's, you know, Mercury is all about communication, Neptune is about the other side and
right.
that which is unknown and spirituality, right?
Right.
And so it's like, let's have a conversation with that we cannot see. And this is the medium for that. And the soul card of that Ace of Spades is the Two of Cups, which is the conversation card. And the spirit card is the Seven of Hearts, which is the card of truth and beauty and spiritual love, divine
right.
love.
Right.
So it's like, let's have a conversation with the unknown. You know, let's fall in love with the unknown.
Yep.
You know, and it's true. I mean, that is the magician.
Yeah. Well, it's my favorite thing, you know, discovering the unknown. You know, I'm on a path of discovery every day.
Well, yes, you are. That planetary ruling card of yours, that Five of Clubs,
uh-huh.
that's the card of the adventurer.
Oh, wow.
You want to know.
Yeah, I do.
Whether or not you accomplish anything is totally irrelevant. But you are for certain going to experience what life is about. You're going to uncover every rock. You're going to look for, you know, you want to experience life to the max. It's a driving force for you.
Right, and even if I don't have to leave my bedroom, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, you don't have to. Well, see, your spirit card with your Ten of Clubs is the Jack of Spades, which is the card of the spiritual initiate.
Ah.
So you are happiest when you are evolving in that way, when you are allowing yourself to be that initiate. And also when you engage in your creativity, that's an extremely creative card. It's a brilliant card. So there's so many facets,
right.
you know.
Uh-huh.
What is your age?
I'm 54.
54. So when you turned 52, you went into a 13-year Saturn cycle, and the Queen of Clubs is governing that cycle for you. And she's the mother of intuition. So this is a time where, you know, that's going to be developing more and more, and you're going to be finding practical ways to actually manifest that part of your being. And this particular year, 52, 53, 54, you have the card of the mystic. So this is a time when, you know, the stay in your room.
I do.
Lay on the altar, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like bare your belly to the entire creation.
Yeah.
In a couple of years, it's when you turn 56, going to be really profound for you in every way, spiritually, materially, the whole nine yards.
I really feel that, you know.
Yeah.
I just feel really blessed in my life. And incredibly, you know, gracious for everything.
Uh-huh.
And that's my experience, and I want to stay there, you know.
Yes. I totally support you in doing that.
Thank you. And I know that's where you're at, too.
Yep, it is. I mean, you reach a certain point and, you know, it's, there's nothing else to do.
That's right.
You know. And the magic gets bigger and bolder and more fun, and life is just, like, incredible.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing how we can experience that while so many other people are not feeling that at all. You know? And I don't know. It's just, I really think that the energies on the planet are rising at an amazing rate.
And they're what?
To keep up, rising at an amazing rate. And in order to keep up with them, we have to keep on that path of, you know, trying to understand, why are we here? What are we doing? You know, paying attention.
Yes. And, you know, I really look to the four suits for that information.
Mm-hmm.
Because the hearts teach compassion. And the clubs teach understanding, and the diamonds teach us to take action with our compassion and our understanding.
Right.
And there's so much going on. And, you know, the Earth has her own agendas.
Yep.
I mean, come on. The Earth is actually a king of clubs.
Mm-hmm.
So Mother Nature resides within the palm of the hand of the King of Clubs. And if you look at a regular deck of cards, the King of Clubs is holding the Earth in one hand. And it's a powerful time for transition for the Earth, and we just happen to be here.
Yeah, we're lucky, I think. We chose
that. I guess. I don't like that name, Lucky.
Well,
Lucky is actually a nine of hearts, which is loss of love. Mm-hmm. On the high side, it's universal love.
Right.
But I looked this up one day because somebody was telling me about their cats. They kept losing their cat named Lucky would die, and they get another cat named it Lucky, and it would die, and they didn't get another cat, and I thought, God, what is the card for that name?
Really?
This line of hearts. And I thought, okay, you know, maybe, and I said to her, you know, maybe you should try a different name.
Yeah.
And I don't even know why we were engaged in that story, but.
Well, I didn't really mean lucky.
No, I know what you mean.
I feel blessed to be here now, but I think we also chose it, you know.
Yes, well, yeah, I mean, we're here, and it's amazing, and like you said, everything is escalating, everything.
Yeah.
When I watched Sarah Palin's speech last night, and, afterwards, I got freaked out for a minute. I was just like, whoa.
It's rather scary.
It's so scary.
To see what's going on over on the other side somehow, you know. But I still have huge faith that that's not going to happen again, you know.
Well, I don't, you know, I wonder what faith is. I know I've done this before, but I don't know. It's like all I know is we're generators. And we're... You know, we're receivers, we're transmitters, and it's like, I think that the more we understand who we really are and what our energetic composition is, that's
mm-hmm.
why I do what I do,
mm-hmm.
is because when we have that understanding, then we know how to align with ourselves and resonate with the energy that we're here to transmit, receive, and evoke and transmit. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
And then when we're aligning with that, it just makes that energy all the more stronger. And I know that I could walk into a grocery store, and if the cashier's grumpy, I can either judge that person and go, why is this person doing this job? They shouldn't be here if they don't like people. I could go into a whole riff about that, or I could look at that person and smile and just give them a ton of love and take them into a conversation that just brings them present from whatever was going on.
Right, and you change the energy when you do that.
Exactly.
And that is our choice, and that is what we call paying attention, you know?
Yes.
Not to just go into just some kind of reaction where we're, you know... It's the attention paid to every single thing that happens to us during the day. You know, every little detail.
Yes,
and having the emotion of hopefully upliftedness, you know, and feeling like we can change around what's not feeling good.
And we can. We just have to make the choice in the moment.
Exactly.
I got my car earlier and went out, and I could not believe the way people were driving. I mean, I got cut off 3 times.
Yeah.
And I thought, what the hell is wrong with everybody? What car is it today? That's what I always do, you know.
Uh-huh.
Let me think about this. And then I went, you know what? Slow down. Just get inside and just get in a bubble and just let that harmonious energy move out from your car. Just change the energy on the road where you are.
Right.
And I did that, and nobody cut me off anymore. But at first it was like, are we doing bumper cars today?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Exactly.
And it is. It's our choice. And we're going to choose one way or another. And if we choose one way and it's not serving us, we can instantly change that.
Right.
No matter what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe no matter what's going on.
I do, too. I definitely do, too.
Because, I mean, yeah. And our challenges, you know, our spirit card, that card embodies our challenges. And those challenges, when they're embraced, become our opportunities. And it's like letting our spirit free to express itself. I really believe that when we do, when we manifest that card, we're happy.
Mm-hmm.
And we can manifest it 1 minute, not the next. It's always going to be that way with life.
Right.
Because life is dynamic and every moment is all there is and it's new. And we do have the power to change our realities. And I believe it's just, you know, it's a combination of passion and sincerity and humility.
Mm-hmm. I believe that, too.
Because our desires have to come from passion. And when we're sincere, when we have a sincere request, there's a response.
Yep.
But we have to be humble.
We do.
We have to be humble.
And we have to be clear, too.
Clear, yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Clear as to what we want and also to let the energy come.
Yes. Because, you know, I took a workshop, a woman's workshop with Della Reese. You know who Della Reese
yeah.
is?
Uh-huh.
She has a church here in L.A., and I don't know if she still has it, but I have to go in 1 minute, but I got to tell the story quick. I took a workshop with her 15 years ago, and it was incredible. And I can only remember 2 things. One was 132 women in the room yelling, I love my vagina. And the other one was, she said, when you desire something with all your heart, it's because God wants to give that thing to you.
Right.
God's trying to give that thing to you. And I thought, you know, I really like that. I'm keeping that.
Right.
I'm keeping that.
Yeah.
You know what? I have to get off the air. I'm so glad you called in.
Thank you, Sharon.
Email me.
I will.
Yeah, and thank you so much. That was a really nice conversation.
Oh, thank you.
Uh-huh,
take care.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, darling.
All righty.
Bye.
Bye.
I want to thank everybody for listening today. I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Donna and I. Please feel free to email me. Go on my website. Sign up for the card of the day. It's a gift to you. And communicate with me. I like that. Okay, everybody. If you have any questions, send me an email. My phone number, if you want a reading with me, is 213-281-8063, I think. Have a great week, everybody. Bye.